from batsby.blogspot.co.uk. Something new? They say there's nothing new under the sun. Every generation discovers for the first time the hitherto unknown activity, sex. And every generation metaphorically reinvents many wheels. Human society, its morals, its sins, its hopes, dreams, crimes and calamities, and every social phenomenon has its echoes in times past. I was reminded of this last week when I heard on the radio, in the early hours of the morning, the short poem by Bertolt Brecht, "Everything new is better than everything old."
How do I know, comrade, that a house built today has a purpose and is being used, and that the brand new constructions which clash with the rest of the streets and those intent I don't know are such a revelation to me? Because I know everything new is better than everything old.
It is satire, of course, a play on the plagiarism of novelty, and much like reading Dickens today and discovering that the human race has evolved not one pace forward since the days of Victorian squalor. Indeed, Dickens wrote at length at the plight of slum dwellers in those unlit streets. The average height back then was about 5'5", that's around 165 centimetres. Today, it is more like 5'10", or 178 centimetres. But this simple statistic ignores societal variations. Those in deprived areas are more likely to tend to the Victorian average, and as social mobility has been lost, whole inner-city boroughs are made up of people for whom 6 feet in height is a freak of nature. Everything new is better than everything old, but an old plan in new clothing has resurfaced to take advantage of this disadvantage. The government's technical housing standard requires floor-to-ceiling heights to be at least 2.3 metres, a requirement that has been in place for half a century or more. But developers have realised that with inner-city humans being shorter, housing being in desperate demand, and building heights restricted by the planners, a 10% reduction in ceiling heights would allow a whole extra floor in a 10-storey block of flats. In the guise of something new, the London Borough of Newham has been quietly resurrecting an old plan from the early 1970s. Despite the recent tragedy at Ronan Point, planners came out in favour of a trial scheme. In the interests of humanity, the developers of Harlow Newtown proposed a restriction in the height of inhabitants for precisely this reason, so that the words of Mr. Gabriel, a spokesman at the time, the genesis of the idea was the possibility that they could fit twice as many in the same building site. They said it was all right. It seems that some things old are just as good as everything new.